With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Thursday. It's Thankful Thursday today, so it's time to anchor into our gratitude practice of the week. Today, I'm going to share with you a gratitude practice that I have had as a daily practice for many, many, many years, and something that's really current and on my mind right now because I've started inviting my daughter to join me for this practice a couple times a day. What we're going to do today is we're going to have a gratitude practice around our food. So this is a practice that you will listen to right now and sort of integrate right now, but you're going to physically put into action and practice along with your next meal.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So gratitude for our food, this is one of those things that it's practiced in so many cultures across the world, you know, saying grace before a meal or infusing gratitude into the food that we have on our plate in front of us. For a couple of years now, I've had this just habit of every time a plate is set in front of me, right before I dive in, I take just a brief moment to close my eyes and say thank you inside of myself. So it's something that even if I'm at a dinner party or with friends, it's not that noticeable. It doesn't really put a pause into the moment, but it's something that just happens inside of me. Sometimes I'll take a moment to hold my hands above my food and just give myself a moment to really connect energetically with the food that's on my plate. And I hover my hands there and I try to imagine that I'm infusing that gratitude from my heart through my hands and into the meal. And even saying those words, just thank you, saying that out loud when you have the opportunity to. It's a really wonderful way to infuse more presence into our meals. Honestly, whenever I have that gratitude moment before I dive in, especially if I'm hungry or if I'm eating and I'm also doing something else, which I try to be better at, I try to be really present with my meals. But sometimes, you know, I'm watching TV or I'm checking something on my phone or I'm reading a book or I'm doing something else while eating. It's a good practice on its own to just be super mindful and present when we eat, to not have distractions around. But we're all human beings, so that's not always an easy place to arrive at. But whenever I have that moment of gratitude before I dive in, it actually slows me down. You know, it means that I enjoy my food a little bit more. And when I actually have a moment to really look at what's on my plate, it brings more presence into that meal as a whole. So that's exactly what we are going to have as our gratitude practice today. The next time you sit down for a meal today, take a moment to really look at the food that's on your plate. And honestly, this gratitude practice, if you're making your own food, which so many of us are all day long, if we're not leaving our houses that much, is to have that gratitude as a part of making your meal as well. So really getting in tune with the food that you're about to eat, the vegetables, the produce, the grains, whatever you're eating, having moments of gratitude for the fact that you have this abundance of ingredients available to you to create something out of. I mean, that on its own, it's such a blessing to have options, to be able to choose nourishing foods to put on our plate. And then once you have the food ready and prepared on your plate in front of you, to take that moment to really look at your food, to get really intimate with your food, to really notice what's present here. What can you smell? What can you sense? What do you see? What colors are your food today? And just from that place, before you even eat your food, have a moment of absolute genuine gratitude, where either you have that intimate moment with you and the food, or you say it out loud, I am so thankful for this food. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And by speaking that out loud, you can actually connect to not just the food on your plate, but all the people that were involved in getting that food to your plate. So from the farmers who actually planted the seed that would become the crop, that would become that abundance that was harvested for you, to every person involved in terms of distributing that food out into the world and then having that food arrive on your plate. So from truck drivers to grocery store clerks, you know, there are so many people involved from farm to table when it comes to getting your food to your plate in front of you. Make sure that that gratitude reaches those people too. So practicing gratitude around our food, it's a great way to feel more in tune with what we're eating. It slows our meals down and it puts us in touch with the people that are involved in getting our food to our plate. So it's really one of those gratitude practices that can come to change our day. And you might find that all of a sudden by practicing that kind of gratitude, you become a little more curious around, you know, what was involved in getting my food to this plate? Who are the people that are touched by the foods that I eat? And how can I make sure I make a really loving choice every single day so that that gratitude is not just something that happens through my words, but through my actions as well. I hope you have a wonderful meal today. I hope whatever you eat for the rest of the day, that it's delicious and that you're thankful for that food on your plate. Have a beautiful rest of the day. Enjoy your meals and I'll see you tomorrow.